This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Last week we were talking about bullying, and we mentioned that probably at the heart of that is a need to conform and be part of a group. And part of going to school is, you know, having the right clothes and looking right, you know, with quotes around that. Having the right labels, the right clothes, and that sort of thing. And it's a real problem for parents to have to outfit their kids for school, isn't it?
It is. Clothing costs a lot of money. Everything costs a lot of money these days. And and I know it seems trivial. There'll be people who are out there, and feel free to call in and say, gosh, that seems trivial about the clothes. But one thing that we were talking about earlier, that when fear sets in, if you're being ridiculed and you get scared and fear sets in, Steve Murphy pointed this out on this radio station, you can't learn. And I know that as an adult, that if I'm in a fearful situation, fear immobilizes us, and we can't learn, we can't grow, we can't make a decision. And I talk to clients about that all the time. So it is important, if we have the money and we can dig a little deeper and donate some money to Safe Place or Mitchell DSS or Yancey DSS or the Family Violence Coalition. We're trying to collect some money to help kids in the area who are in need, so they can go to school outfitted in some of the cool clothes.
I think I've mentioned this many times, but most of the clients that we see in our shelters don't have a lot of money, and when they show up at the shelter, typically they've got the clothes on their back and their kids, and that's about all they have. So when it comes time for school, they've got a real problem with not having the funds to be able to outfit their kids, not only with school supplies but with clothing as well. And so both of us at both of these shelters have, over the years, we've traditionally asked the community to help us and in two ways. Number one is you can help outfit a kid with clothes for school, and I guess with summer it's not too bad because the clothing isn't too expensive, but as you get into winter and coats and those kind of things can get quite expensive. And also kids need the basics for school. They need school supplies, notebooks, pens, pencils, all that kind
exactly.
of stuff. Backpacks, which aren't cheap.
And when they go to school, when they start over the next couple of weeks, they're going to have the list that the schools will give them, and then we'll know more about really what they need. But we know they always need, the notebook filler paper and pencils and pens. I know the backpacks can get kind of expensive.
Right. And you wrote an article in the Yancey paper recently, and you talked about typically your estimate was that about $300 is what it's going to take to outfit a young kid to go to school these days.
To get enough outfits to really start back to school, and that's kind of shopping on a budget, which I like to do. I experimented with my own child and gave her a gift card that I put $200 on, and then mommy, I had to go like another $100 over to get everything that she pretty much needed. That was not counting school supplies. That was some outfits that would give her five or six, maybe seven new outfits.
So this is something that maybe a church group could do. I know $300 is a lot for an individual to take on as a responsibility, but, you know, if you've got a Sunday school with, you know, 20 or 30 people in there and each of you contributed $10, then, you know, you got a nice pool of money. And what we're saying to the people out in the community is that we're going to try to ensure that this money is spent responsibly for what
exactly.
it's intended for.
We will work with case managers both in our shelters and also in I know DSS, each kid who would be sponsored would have a case manager, and I've already talked to someone in Yancey County. She's going to keep receipts and make sure that the money is spent on the clothing for that particular child.
And we'll give you a number in just a minute if you want to get more information or get some specifics about how you can get involved. You can give us a call. Before we close, though, you want to mention a little bit about your art auction that you're going to be having in a
right.
few weeks.
October the 25th, we're going to be having Survivor Art, and it's a dinner that takes the place of our Simple Supper Silent Auction, which traditionally was held in May or June in Yancey County. But we're still going to hold it at Higgins. It's going to be Saturday, October the 25th. But we're asking that survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, childhood abuse, consider donating something to us that they have created, some kind of piece of art, whether it's a quilt, piece of clothing, a painting, pottery, or even some food that you would like to bring to the event. And so we'll talk more about that as the weeks progress.
Give us a phone number if people want more information.
To talk to me about that or any subject that we talk about on the radio, call me at 678-3436. Our crisis line is answered 24/7, and it's 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, call us at Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.